Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Walk in the Light of the Lord.
Amen. So our first reading is taken from the book of Joshua, which is this kind of in-between book, the entrance into the promised land.
These are the inheritances that the Israelites received in the land of Canaan, which the priest Eleazar, the son of, and Joshua, son of Nun, the heads of the families of the tribes of Israel, distributed to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded Moses for the 9.5 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2.5 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only towns to live in, with their pasture lands for their flocks and herds. The Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and it brought him an honest report. But my companions who went up with me made the heart of the people fail. Yet I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. And now, as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel was journeying through the wilderness. And here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and for coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how Anakim were there, and the great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. So Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he heartily followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Then now the name of the Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. This Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war.
Thank you very much, and Joycey. And our New Testament is taken from Luke chapter 12.
Warnings and encouragements. Meanwhile, when the Lord of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you had whispered in the ear, in the room, will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after your body has been killed has authority to throw you into jail, into hell, sorry. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgotten. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Leslie, and again, Joycey, for those two reading. So I thought of looking at our map and thinking of areas of conflict, and that first reading of Israel's coming into the promised land, and that very particular testimony of a person called Caleb. And the background was that some spies were sent at the beginning to explore the land, and only a few, I think two, if I remember, came back with a trust, although it looked like a big challenge. They believed that God would be with them and give them the land, and the 10 others were very had a very different view and really discouraged the people. And here we have Caleb 45 years later, who had received from Moses a promise for his faithfulness, for his trust in God. I like the fact that he says, I hope that will be the case too, that when I reach 85, I'll feel like I'm 40, which is kind of a great feeling. But above all, is this idea, another word that often is used in scripture, is fear the Lord. And of course, fear can be misunderstood a lot, because both those words come here and in our New Testament passage, which speaks about fearing God, fearing the Lord above anything else, above the authorities, the religious authorities. And for the first disciples, that was key, because following Jesus meant risking their very life. In the New Testament, we have about reading, do not fear those who can kill the body, fear the ones who has authority, not just over the body, but over eternal life, and that it's best to follow God, even if it means losing their lives. And most disciples lost their life because of the message they said about who Jesus was, and what he had accomplished on the cross, and that he had raised from the dead, that he is the true Lord, and that one day everything will be revealed. Here we have nothing that's done in secret will remain there. Nothing that's covered will remain uncovered. Nothing that's been said in the dark, everything will be brought to light. And even that what has been whispered behind closed door will be proclaimed from the housetops. Great way of putting into words that reality, that trusting in the Lord, walking with him, learning to walk in the light, to bring all our dark areas in our own lives to light, to God's light, is worth doing, because one day it will be revealed. And as we learned to make a confession, as we learned to grow in our trust that God will transform and change and forgive, we in that place where we can then also experience God's blessings and God's grace. And so today I want to pray for those areas of conflicts. We've had the idea of Caleb being a man who brought peace through his presence and his trust. But also this idea in the Old Testament that the Levites, which were kind of the, which we could say the religious leaders of the time, were meant to not have a separate place, like every tribe had their own little territory. They were meant to live amongst the tribes. They didn't have any special place for them. They only had, they had to live in cities and among the people. And that reminds us that Christians, we are not called to separate ourselves in the sense of having a Christian kingdom somewhere on the world, or maybe like in the past where monks were going away. There might be certain times to do that, but in generally we are called to be in the world, not out of the world, not living as the world, but to be witnesses among the people. And so what does it mean for us in a country that's relatively at peace, in the sense of we don't have a war here, we have war in Europe. What does it mean to be a faithful follower of Jesus? But for all those brothers and sisters who live in places of conflicts, what does it mean for them to be a faithful follower of Jesus? And especially when following Jesus might mean prison or even death. So let's pray for them. Let's pray that God will raise people of peace, peacemakers in places of conflict. And let's pray that we will be people also of the light. With all the challenges that we have to face, whether they're financial challenges, whether they're moral challenges, that's how we live our lives, whatever the challenges to even in our own lives, combat the danger of hypocrisy and the danger of living a life in one way when we're in a church, and a different life when we're not in the church or when we're not around Christian, that God will transform our hearts so that we will be people of integrity and people of faith and truth. Not perfect, we are still growing and learning, but people that are open to God and walking in the light. So let's pray for each other. Let's pray for those who have exams this week, for those who are returning to education, our teachers, and for that kind of last few weeks before the summer break, that God will give strength and patience to teach us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your people around the world. We thank you when we read about faithful followers of you in places of conflicts. People who are continuing to follow those words, not to fear those who can kill the body, but to trust in the one who can preserve not just the body, but life in all eternity. Thank you for the faithfulness of those first disciples who didn't compromise and brought about the truth that you, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. That they've seen you alive and proclaimed it. Help us today, whether we're in a place of relatively peace or whether we're in places of conflicts. And sometimes conflicts can be a household or a community. Help us to be faithful followers of you. Where there is conflict, help us to bring peace. When there is despair, help us to bring hope. Where there is darkness, help us to shine your light and your love.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.